Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander Clash podcast, where the Commander Clash crew talks all things Commander. And this week, we got a fun one. We are talking about cards that we wish were Commanders. We kind of talked about this like a bunch of years ago, but this time it's a little different, because before we talk specifically about creatures that we wished were legendary, this time you can put in whatever you want. It can be an artifact, it can be an enchantment, just super cool effects that we really would like to see on a Commander someday. But before we get into all that, we got a crew to introduce, kicking things off with Phil, Brewer's Kitchen. How's it going today, Phil?
Hey, all. It's kind of funny that we do this with spells now, because non-legendary creatures we can just play on Commander Clash now. Since
that is true. Paper,
we already did, so yeah. Check out the episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should. That was a fun one. We also have another co-host in Tomer. Good morning, Tomer. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I always like talking about Commander, and this is always a fun one to talk about what Commanders we normally can't play could be fun as Commanders. This is a really cool topic.
Plus, I think there's always a chance we might actually get some of these cards someday, because Wizards print so many Legends that every effect's going to be on a legendary creature sooner or later. So give them enough
time. I'm not worried about these. Yeah. We'll get all of these eventually. It's fine. Whatever.
Of course, we also have Krim, the Asian Avenger. What's up, Krim? How's it going this morning?
Pretty good. I'm pretty excited to talk about some of these cards that I've always loved. You know, I've got a lot of sentimental moments with it and memories with these. So for me, I think a lot of these cards are oddly sentimental and also neat designs that I'd love to have in the Commander Zone. So,
and I'm Seth, probably better known as Saffron Olive, and I'm excited for this topic too. But before we get to the cards, we got a couple sponsors to introduce. Our show is brought to you by Foil Armor. Do you have problems with your foils curling? Well, Foil Armor is the ultimate solution for flattening your foils. It's a two-way humidity pack that you simply put inside an airtight container with your cards, and Foil Armor will absorb and release moisture, making your cards completely flat. Put it back in your storage box to keep your cards flat forever, and you can head over to foilarmor.com and use the code MTGGoldfish to get 15% off. And our show's also brought to you by Card Conduit, the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. If you ever get tired of the hassles of buy listing, you can skip them with Card Conduit. You can use their curated service where you send in as many cards as you want with a buy list value of a dollar or more and pay just a 5% service fee. And if you want to do a bit of work, you can use their sorted service where you list and sort your cards in advance and pay just a 2% fee. Either way, you're going to get a detailed report with the results and a fast payment once your order is processed. And you can even get another 10% off by heading over to cardconduit.com/MTGGoldfish. Card Conduit, it's the easiest way to sell your Magic cards. So thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. And now it's time for the comment of the week. So last week, we talked about the best Commanders from Edge of Eternity. And our top comment comes from NotSoWack5061, who says, "Why is Phil glowing?" Yeah. I think you solved the glowing issue. You don't look as glowy this week, Phil.
Yeah, I solved it by curtains. Rain and very bad weather. Oh. Yeah, I do have curtains. I don't know. I forgot to close them for this one.
Phil was radiating with joy whatever it was.
The podcast was just so...
He just really liked those legends from EOE.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about some cards that we wish could be Commanders. And let's kink things off this week with Krim. Krim, give us a card that you really would like to be a Commander.
All right. This is not a joke. I genuinely think one of the coolest things is how much does everybody love crab? All right, everyone loves crab. And I also love Ruin Crab. So I think Ruin Crab would be a sweet Commander for not just the mill purposes, okay? Like, we've got mill, on some cards already. But the main thing here is this is mill and landfall, and it kind of just incentivizes you to play mono blue landfall, right? And I think that would be a really interesting take on it, just because everybody knows mono green redfall and you know, all of that can pop off very easily. But mono blue landfall would be funny. Simic without the green is much harder to do Simic things with. So yeah. I just think they'd be very fun to try. Tomer, I know you know a thing or two about mono blue landfall, right?
Yeah, what's the disrespect on the moonfolk? Come on.
Well, you know, not everybody.
Right there.
But crap.
Picture. Yeah, I mean, crab is fantastic. I think these are the type of Commanders I'm actually most excited for, honestly, because like everybody can say like, oh, this insert busted non-legendary creature to be perfect as my commander to do busted things. But just having like a rune crab or something, absolutely hilarious.
Well,
top
not
mark.
Just a rune crab, the rune crab, all right?
The rune crab.
I like the idea of having mono blue landfall. I don't think there's a mono blue
Maybe
landfall
not
commander
crab.
Yet. So I think that the idea of mono blue landfall I really like. I don't know about it being ruin crab, though. Couldn't you have a much cooler effect in your command zone? If you're going to make the first ever mono blue landfall commander, do you really want it to be Milia for
three? Yes.
Flips into a vehicle. We got Custodia or something.
I guess it is kind of. It doesn't actually say landfall, but it does care about. It does care about lands. You're right. So it is.
Yeah.
I guess that's
on the
moon. Moonfolk.
It's pseudo landfall.
My black goes out of my mind
after
you played 18 of them that one episode. Yeah.
Those don't mill.
They don't mill.
Oh. Not that many moonfolk.
So it's about the mill. Huh? So,
a little bit about the mill. Right.
This is like when Krim wants to play life gain, he's like, well, I'll play hopes because I can mill you out of it.
No, I'm just
And
not
now
life
he wants to play landfall as an excuse to mill people. And you know what? I'm for it. I'm actually for this.
I'm not against it. I just think you could do something more interesting if you're going to make a blue landfall commander than mill. I feel like we already have many blue mill decks, right? Like, it's not like you're in a shortage for milling. So the mill part is the least unique part for me. So I'm not against it being a commander. I'm just like, meh, I probably wouldn't build a deck around it. I'm sure I'd lose to Krim building a deck around it.
Oh, but my God. Turn one crap every time.
It's so cool. And the best part is it's a 0/3, so you would never take commander damage unless I built Voltron. Sure. But like, just seems like one of those things where we want less text, right? If you want a simple card, this is just land, you mill, right? And then it just incentivizes you to go into mono blue landfall with a way to actually win, as opposed to like, hey, I drew a million cards with Kuzmina, right? like this, and it's also Kuzmina's not actual landfall, it just recognizes lands. But yeah, this is actual landfall and will win the game outside of your opponent having like an Eldrazi in their deck.
I'm trying to think of
answers to that.
What other blue landfall effect I would like more on a commander? You know what would actually be kind of cool? If you want to go old school, what about Royal Elemental? That'd be kind of neat. The landfall, you get to like mind control a creature. Yeah, that could be kind of cool.
It would be just like the arch enemy the moment you reveal your commander.
Kind
of press.
All right, we can print.
No one would let
crab.
You do anything that game.
Everybody loves crab.
I feel like the crab can go under the radar. Unless somebody hates
I think it's over the radar. I don't think it's too bad. It's just so scary for some reason because it's there every turn one.
Then
if you kill
you
it,
just get
it comes
constantly
back.
Reminded.
It'd be really funny if you like write a replication to it, then it's like
But then it'd be legendary, so
But we don't have like an Ice Till Explorer, right? So you're just doing this once.
Oh, it's not as bad,
right? Like, so that's why I think it'd be really fun to try.
I'm down.
All right, let's move on to our next pick. Tomer, bring some sanity back to this podcast. What do you got for us?
I'm keeping the crab train rolling. I'm sorry. I had another one that I was going to talk about first, but like, Krim just set me up with the layup over here. Scuttletide, baby.
Scuttletide
is a 2-mana enchantment. You can pay 1 mana, discard a card, create a 0/3 blue crab creature token, and don't you worry, there's even more text. Delirium, crabs you control get +1/+1 as long as there are 4 or more card types among cards in your graveyard. Now, I recently played a crab deck on Commander Clash with the Red Death, which is it crabs? But this was the only official crab support card. And I think this one is actually really neat. And it performed very, very well. 1 mana instant speed, 0/3 crabs is good. And then they eventually become 1/4s, which is busted. And so you could do it at instant speed. It's a discard outlet. So maybe you throw in some madness cards or something like that. Or you go for like a little graveyard strategy in mono blue. I really like this. It's like very innocuous, but the crabs will get you. Then you just like you get like an army of crabs. And then what are you going to do with the crabs? I don't know, coat of arms or something, and then people die. No one expects it.
This is
kind of mono blue reanimator, although the reanimation part is kind of hard to do.
But, I guess you have, like, reenact the crime. That's the only card I can think of. But
there's that, I guess.
But this is just, this I could see easily getting printed down the line as a crab lord, right? Like, this is just crab lords with delirium. This is a sweet card. Although, I guess somewhere along the way, this has now just become an official, like, crab podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm here for this because I love Scuttletide. When you were using that, I definitely smiled.
I didn't expect it to go this way. But I don't know. Krim talked about crabs. I'm like, you know what? Let's bump up this one that I was going to talk about later. Crabs.
I think
people demand crabs.
I think it'd be a cool commander. I like all the synergies. Like you said, you got the delirium in there. It's a discard outlet, which is cool. So you can do graveyard shenanigans. And then it's crabs. So, yeah, I'd be down with Scuttletide.
I love that that's just the reason. Because crab.
Are you going to even attack? If I had this and you had attackers and I had like 4 mana up, would you attack into this?
Yes.
All the 0/3s or maybe 1/4s. Yeah.
But gang up on you. What if I have pump effects? You don't know.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
The flavor text is we're going to need more butter, which is kind of.
Good.
Peak.
Good
peak.
Good selection. All right, Phil, what crab do you have for us?
All right. Mine only creates crabs if you play a crab and then get lucky. It is one of my favorite cards to resolve. It can do nothing, though. It is Mirror March, 6 mana. Whenever a non-token creature enters the battlefield under your control, flip a coin until you lose a flip. For each flip you won, create a token that's a copy of that creature. Those tokens gain haste. Exile them at the beginning of the next end step. Big shocker that I choose a card that creates a copy token or something. This one is so fun, though. This is one of the cards that I play, even though I shouldn't for power reasons sometimes. But it's just so cool to play this, and then every card could win you the game. I mean, statistically, it doesn't, but it could.
Right.
You could always just super luck out. I also have this coin. If people play against me at cons, I promise it is a regular coin, but it has this pirate thing on it, and I say, I flip pirate, and it always flips pirate. I don't know if I did this to somebody of you in Vegas.
Didn't we test this in Vegas? And
yeah,
you
always
play pirate like every time. I remember this.
But then,
yeah.
Okay, so last time in what was the last event? Was it in Bonn or in Vegas? I'm not sure. I started saying, okay, I'm gonna flip, just leave it on the table, and I switch what I say, pirate or text, and it just the thing just works. And now that I have the golden coin, I just need Mirror March as a commander. It is sad that it's mono rat, although I do have the most deadly thing, which is Terror of the Peaks.
Terror of the Peaks.
And the other dragons. So there are cards that actually only need like 2 or 3 flips to get very scary, and then a couple of flips to get super scary. Another cool one is, this is not in the colors. Some legends are cool because the legend rule will sacrifice them like or something. But this is mono rat. Still, would be a nice commander.
It would be a
very safe commander, too. Like, they could just straight up, they could just make this a legendary and make it an enchantment.
I wish they make it Timur, but that's just me.
Phil needs his ramp. Phil needs his ramp. In there. I'm curious, what creature type would you want it to be? They say they put this effect on a creature, dinosaur, dragon, like what
dragon
creature
would
type?
Be
dragon would
the
be
one.
The most obvious one, and then it combos with Terror of the Peaks. Like,
wait, dragon. Oh, I guess it would have to be locked in red.
So it's gonna be mono red. So it's got to be a red creature type.
What about I would
I could see this
like
in
goblin,
blue though.
Maybe
right
goblin would
because then you're like Kiki Jiki.
Blue would make it stronger. Yeah, blue could probably get this effect too, and then you could put it in some of the other coin flip decks. Maybe it could be an Izzet card.
Like Izzet,
and
then you'd get to have it. It would be like an illusion or something, right?
Oh, with Izzet to get
illusion or reflection or a goblin.
Illusion is cool. Yeah,
that would
you can
that
play
would be
Astro Dragon with this.
I actually think they will print this on a legend before before too long. Like, it's an effect that's fun to play with, and it's not overpowered. So I imagine
unless you have the white coin, then it's very overpowered.
And it'll be half the mana cost, and whenever a token deals damage, you draw 2 cards or something like that, and that'll be fine.
Half the mana cost would already be crazy. 6 is a lot. Right now, it is very safe.
I would bet right now 4 mana, and then whenever a token you control deals damage to a player, You draw a card.
No, you create a treasure, right? If it's red, still.
Make a treasure and draw a card.
Just impulse. Don't break the
color. Sacrifice, you don't sacrifice the copies either, the token. It's fine.
Oh, God.
All right, let's keep moving on. I got a good one for you. I know we've been talking a lot about crabs, but I will see your crabs, and I will raise you a Homerid. How about, and I think this would be the coolest blue commander, Homerid Spawning Bed. So this is a 2-mana blue enchantment. This is you can pay 3 mana, including two blue.
Yeah.
Sack a blue creature to put X Camarid tokens into play, which are apparently baby Homerids. But you put X Camarids into play, where X is the casting cost of the sack creature, and they're 1/1 blue creature token. So essentially,
amazing.
Pay 3, sack a creature, get 1/1 blue creature tokens equal to its mana value. I think this would actually be a super cool effect in blue, because it does a couple of unique things. It's like a sacrifice aristocrat style commander, which is pretty unique in blue. Usually I think Rakdos or black would sack stuff, so already that would be kind of unique. And then it's kind of like a mono blue token commander too. Like, you can do some cool stuff where you just make all these 1/1s and have your token synergies. Plus, I mean, who doesn't love the lobster people? Like, the art on the card is so cool. It's just like so flavorful. Yeah, we can have some crab people. So yeah, I think this would be a super fun commander. But what do you guys think?
Ragost?
I mean, Min is very popular, so there is aristocrats, but I think this is very sick. Do you think they're going to batch like lobsters and crabs and Homerids into a new keyword? Like, you know how that outlaws?
I mean, we have, I think, 1 lobster and then 3 Homerids. I played all the Homerids in my Sea Creatures deck, and I played this as well. And I played mono blue aristocrats. And was unironically very good. And there's like the thing that dies into a fish and then to a kraken at some point is pretty good with it. And then, else was there? I played. If you want to sacrifice your commander,
right? And then you can put them all together.
I could see them doing that, like batching them all together. They kind of do that with sea creatures a lot. You have like what, Leviathan Serpents, like that package that they always do together.
Oh,
I could see like a shellfish package, lobsters and crabs, and stick it all together.
I just want that to happen so I can call them all the frustration crustaceans. I oh man. It would be so good.
They definitely have a Millsup theme going on. Oh my god. I didn't know that I had such a desire for like a Homer, like a crustacean deck.
I know.
This is the cuss. I need you. I need you to listen to this right now.
Went feral when they revealed Ragost, right? Like, I was like,
it's the most popular one.
It's in the wrong colors, though. You can't even play Homerid Spawning Bed in your Ragost deck. Wizards, I think they butchered it.
But the thing that the Ragost being by far the most popular commander from
sign,
set is an indication that the people demand more crustaceans. And this is a void that people need to fill. What's it needs to fill?
I don't design want wise. More human like humans. I mean, as a person who loves their human decks, I want more obscure and weird humanoids, right? Like, crab people. I love the insects from Edge of Eternities. You know, the Kavu have now stood up on their back legs and have kind of become humanoids as well. So
busted.
I like
Sliver
that.
Had that time on full
deck.
Worst part of the Sliver saga. Yeah, that one set.
Forget about those. But were they that bad?
They were that bad. They were that bad. Anyway, Homerid Spawning Bed, I think it would be a cool aristocrat commander, but let's see someone else's picks. Let's move back to the top of the order. Krim, what do you got for us?
All right, this is a card I played in Standard back then, and it was good then, and it's still a card that I love in my heart now. It's Abyssal Persecutor.
Mm.
2 and black Flample, Flying Trample. You can't win the game, and your opponents can't lose the game. Everybody talks about Group Hug. This is real group hug here, right? Like, if this was a commander, this is true group hug. I will not win the game, and you cannot lose. So I think this would just be a sweet thing to have in the command zone, just because I didn't even sit down and think about all the nonsense you could do with this, but like, it sounds like you could just have the time of your life. why would anyone want to kill you, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would actually need you, because if they kill you, then one of your opponents could, like, go off, they could win. So you kind of just
sex.
Serve. It's in a weird
sex.
Way. It's a loop. Yeah. It's a loop.
How would you build around it, though? That's kind of my, like, it's, I love Abyssal Persecutor, and it seems really funny on the battlefield. I'm trying to envision, like, what I would put in a deck around it. Like, do you have any ideas of, like, is it a demon? Maybe it's just a demon deck, I guess. You play a bunch of cool demons, and this is your commander. Because it's a super unique effect. I'm just not really sure exactly, like, how to abuse that effect. I guess you could donate it to your opponents. That's kind of funny. Like, Fateful Handoff or whatever, and, like, get them that way. That would be kind of sweet.
I mean, I could see this being in, like, white and black, right? Also, as well. But, like, if it stayed in mono black, I don't know how I would build it other than, like, if this were designed in the current year, I think this would have a bigger body. I feel like, funny enough, I think this should be, like, an 8-8 or something like that for 4.
Yes, and probably, like, indestructible and hexproof or something, because it's, like, maybe it would be, or give it Shroud, so it's hard for you to get rid of it, too.
Right.
That'd be funny.
I think that'd be really funny, just
to
have a piece out there that no one can interact with unless they sweep it, right? But I think this would be just all around. I miss the feeling of these demons, you know, where they're like these giant bodies. They work in 1v1, but they don't work in Commander, right? These giant bodies that are well above rate, but have some wild drawback that is, like, actively bad for you, right? So in Commander, like, I don't know what the stat would have to be for this to be good in Commander. Just
21.
Like, off raw stats alone.
Yeah, I think it should be, like, I think it's maybe not stat-wise, but I think just, like, it being almost impossible to remove outside of, like, specific sacrifices as a target.
I wonder, though,
would make it more desirable.
That would be more desirable. Do you think it would be miserable at, like, low-powered games, though? Like, are you just setting people up for a game that is not ever going to end, basically?
Well, no, your opponents can't lose the game, but they can win.
The game,
right? So it's basically just it doesn't hamper your opponent at all.
Yeah, but they can't lose the game, but how do you need an alternative win condition?
But, like, if your opponent can't kill, like, you can't kill one of your other opponents, right?
Because
they can't lose the game. So how would I kill someone? You could kill Krim, I guess.
Oh, you're
playing. Yeah, you'd have to kill Krim to get rid of it, and then you could kill
someone.
True,
true. It can't be, like, too impossible to kill.
What I really want is your opponents can't concede the game, and then you can, like, strip mine them and stack them, and they're not allowed according to
the
game.
Gideon
to actually
emblem?
Concede.
Isn't the old Gideon of the trial emblem?
Pretty much, somebody owes you a Coke or something like that.
But,
yeah.
But the humorous thing here is your opponents can still win the game, right? They just
That's
have to have
true.
A card that says win the game.
It's got to be a win the game card.
Like, so it is
so
very interesting.
Thoracolum. It is very, it would be a really cool card to build around, actually. It would be interesting.
It's probably super cool cards for this, that you don't think of on the fly.
But it also has one of my favorite arts in the game, too.
Oh, yeah.
I know people who are listening to the podcast, just check out the art on Abyssal Persecutor.
Original printing.
Oof.
But like, I guess before we move on, I am curious, though, what is a stat line off raw stats you think this would have to be in Commander for this to be good?
I mean, at least 7, so you can hit the 3.
Yeah,
that's full commander damage, but
I'd
probably
say
something absurd. Yeah,
two turn
mana, 11/11 flying trample. No, that'd probably be too much.
That might
actually
be too
also,
much.
Also, do they lose the? They can't lose the game even if you hit them with commander damage.
No, lose the game.
Yeah, so black, you could just sack it.
But right,
or whatever.
You get them down and then kill it. Probably.
Yeah,
I think 3 hits is probably about right. I would
so
say
7.
Yeah, I would say 7. You could probably go 8 if you wanted to, even. Like somewhere
in
that range.
As long as it's not like.
As long as it's not 2, yeah. 2 shot is probably too much, but 3 shot, I think, is fine.
Oh, give it.
I don't know about that, but hey, good choice. Let's move on to our next one. Tomer, what do you got for us?
Okay, I have one that this is like the only one that I legit, if it was a commander, I would actually build it and probably keep it like in my own arsenal. The other ones would be more like, I'd play it one time or whatever. But this one, I actually did build a deck around it as like a hidden commander. It's the Sipsic Ceremony. It's 3 mana, triple black pips, legendary enchantment. Creature spells you cast cost 2 less to cast. And whenever a creature you control enters, if you cast it, destroy that creature, then create a 2/2 black zombie druid creature token. So whenever you're casting a creature, you get this huge mana discount on all your creature spells. But then the downside is when you're casting them, they die. They don't die if you get them in any other way, like you reanimate them or you blink them or whatever. But if you use that sweet mana discount, they're going to die. But in mono black, you could definitely build around this as like just fill your deck with like kind of more expensive creatures with like really nice death triggers, and then fill the rest of the slots with like reanimation or whatnot. It's very easy to do in mono black. And I actually did build a deck around specifically this card. I went Orzhov and I built, there's like a Taza that's like a Death Harmonicon, which doubles the death triggers on Sib-6 Ceremony. And so the whole point of this deck is classic Orzhov Aristocrats, but it like specifically tries to tutor up the ceremony, and then it runs all these cards that are just like creatures that want to die, and utilize the mana discount here. And then you have a huge army of tokens, and it's super fun.
This is the exact kind of card that I want to see made into a legend. Like, it's like so perfect for building around, but as a random enchantment, it's so risky to build around, right? Because if it gets exiled or something, your whole deck stops doing its thing. So this is the exact kind of card that would be so cool as the commander, because then you could build around it. If it dies, whatever, you can always replay it and get another shot at going off. And it does seem like the deck around it, like, would be really unique and really fun. So yeah, I hope that we get a Sib-6 Ceremony. It'd be a cool zombie commander. I could see a sweet zombie with Sib-6 Ceremony text on it.
I worry that would just be a combo deck, like where it's like Chulain hits, and then it's just like it's over, right?
Like, that is true. It might
if it's
be
like all Ornithopter stuff that you can cast for 0 mana.
Yeah, you just like play Gleaming Barrier, everything that just like dies and cycles itself, does all these things, right? It's essentially eggs the commander, but
yeah, you're right. The play pattern might be rough, actually.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
you can't reduce the cost to less than one.
That would probably
if you did that, then it would not be. Then it wouldn't go infinite as easily. That might actually be the way to go.
Yeah. Like if you just want to cast like your, I don't know, like a Ravenous Chupacabra for 2 mana instead of 4.
Oh, that's fine.
I think that's really fine.
Super fine.
But then it's like, you can't cast, you know, you can't just eggs people to death, which is kind of boring.
Yeah, I kind of was able to do that in standard with Sib-6 Ceremony. And I imagine when you have the whole commander card pool, there's probably enough pieces that you could build a deck where you like play it and just immediately pop off. But
my boomer moment was one of the only times I actually played standard was like, this is over. Like, this is 2011, the Innistrad Spores of Mirrodin
Heartless
time.
Summoning.
Which was Heartless Summoning, Haven Ghoul Lich, and I would like loop Perilous Mirrors, which is a 2-mana colorless creature. It's like a 1-1 that when it dies, it deals 2 damage. Oh my god.
So good.
Oh my god. And Ponder was in standard, so you try to Ponder into Heartless Summoning on turn 2, you'd find your Perilous Mirrors, and you just use Haven Ghoul Lich to keep reanimating them. Oh, it was good times.
That does sound sweet.
Yeah.
Wait, 14.
My back hurts.
Oh, yeah, that's even more. Let's keep moving on. Phil, what's choice number 2?
All right, so this card seemed a little boring even to me when I thought about it, but it's Sand Scout. It is 2 mana, 2/2. When it enters the battlefield, if an opponent controls more lands, then use Search Your Library for a desert card, put it onto the battlefield tapped, then shuffle. So we see this a lot on Clash, even though it is still not popular. It's 50 cents and only one printing, but I don't know. Maybe because people don't want desert. So it's catch-up ramp, but for deserts. So that's kind of a unique theme. I don't think we have a catch-up ramp commander, at least not a 2-mana one, which is kind of a good spot to have some catch-up ramp. And then whenever one or more land cards are put into your graveyard from anywhere, create a Sand Warrior token only once each turn. So it seemed a little boring to me when I thought about, well, maybe Sand Scout. But then if you think about it, you can build around deserts, which isn't, I mean, that's kind of unique. It's kind of sad that you are monocolor here. But then you have this land into the graveyard theme, but in fair because you're white and not green, red, black. And you got tokens. and you got ketchup ram. So now you, okay, in this deck, remote farm.
okay,
right? You gotta have it
in this deck.
If your commander is ketchup ramp, there's no doubt.
Remote farm's just good, period, you guys.
Guys,
it's true.
I'm still a believer.
But yeah,
you can really lean into ketchup ramp with this. And I think it will play pretty solid. I don't know how you kill people, but...
The tokens. You get them with the tokens.
Oh, yeah.
Little by little.
Gonna pump the tokens.
What do you guys think of the idea of having Ketchup Ramp Commander? Would that be overpowered in any way? Like, is there any reason we should be worried about having that effect? Like, would a green Rampant Growth Commander be too strong? Maybe. But also just be
boring. But Rampant Growth can lead in lands. Like, Ketchup Ramp,
I guess you can
break the symmetry with Bounce Lands or something, but otherwise it is.
You could stack all your lands or whatever.
Just play Exploration and Bounce Lands if you want to. Go crazy.
I
think it would be very fun.
It's got to do more, or else it's just a dead card in the command zone in some games, right?
It makes like, tokens. Trigger.
Right. But like that's just like a green. That's like the Outlaws plant commander already, right? Like you're just doing green things, right? You make a token, sure, I guess. That's like kind of white, but like... I don't know. I feel like there's got to be something cooler, something that would be more interesting when it comes to what white can do. And like how I talked about Rune Crab and Landfall and Mono Blue Landfall, like that's mill, right? That's very blue. I like that. What can white do and trigger off Landfall that would incentivize you to do
this is
mono
land
white?
Death. It's like flagships and stuff, so, which is kind of a right thing. Also, most of the sacrifice permanent as additional casting cost are white cards. So I don't know. Give us a recon with this. Give us some more payoffs.
I think there's enough already. Like there's like if you can sacrifice your lands for value in mono white. You have stuff like Brock Back, Face Reward, Cosmic Intervention, all these ways of like getting them all back and getting you ahead. And then if you don't have that, you have your catch-up ramp. So if you have like Zurn Orb and stuff, you can do fun things, filling your graveyard with lands and then using all these catch-up ramps to keep getting more lands onto the battlefield and then getting back those lands with like Sun Titan effects.
Early and mid game,
a lot weaker than green. Nice. Green's doing all of this.
Green's gonna be the best.
I think the fun thing is that you're doing it in mono white, right? Like you're doing the green thing in mono white.
What way could you make that more? Because it sounds like you're just doing the green thing without any of the real green payoff, right?
Yeah.
What would white be? Like, there's got to be a better way.
Gain life.
Okay.
Gain life, yes.
Land and dies, gain life.
You know what would be kind of cool?
Armageddon.
It would be cool if it triggered when a land left the battlefield, and then you could trigger it on bounce lands, too. That would be kind of an interesting way to make it work with white, because white really wants to bounce lands to turn on their catch-up ramp, so it'd be kind of an interesting way to make it feel a little more white. It might not solve Crimson Shoe, but...
So triggers off cycle lands and stuff. It's when a graveyard enters your graveyard from anywhere. If you mill.
Mono white cycling.
Or cycle.
Mono white mill. Mono white mill. How about
I mean.
Grim, self mill.
What if this was just a ruin craft, Grim? What if it was landfall when a land leaves the battlefield, mill everyone for three?
So that they brought mill to white?
Okay. All right, let's keep moving on to the next one. We got a card that I really like. I actually built a hidden commander deck around this a long time ago, and it was so cool. And I always thought this would be a really fun commander. And that card is Wild Pear. So Wild Pear, it's a 6-mana enchantment. It says when a creature enters the battlefield, if you cast it from your hand, search your library for a creature card with the same total power and toughness. Put on the battlefield, and if you do, shuffle your library. So essentially, if you cast a Grizzly Bear, which is a 2-2, you can get a 0-4, you can get a 1-3, you can get a 2-2. The way I built around this a long time ago, it was actually a Grizzly Bear deck. Everything in the deck was 2-2s, so that you could just cast anything, and you'd be able to tutor up something else. And I think it was Selesnya, so you could play all the white cards like Grand Arbiter, and they have a lot of 2-2s there too. And it was actually a really, really cool idea. And I always thought that would be a really fun commander, and I don't think it would be too overpowered. It would probably have to be another creature so it wouldn't trigger off itself. And then it's kind of just deck building challenge, right? Where you're as you're building the deck, you're looking for something and caring about something that you don't normally have to care about, which is matching the total power and toughness of your creatures. And I think it would be a really fun, like, deck building experience. So I would love to see a wild pair commander. I think it would be more fun if it was not mono green, actually, but whatever. Like, I can deal with that. But what do you guys think of wild pair, the legend?
This card would be so much fun. Deck. But, like, I really like this as a commander. But I think this is how it would read if it were a commander. I think, first off, it should be literal same power and toughness. I think you should have that.
So a 2-2, yeah, got to get a 2-2.
Yeah, 2-2's got to get a 2-2. A 6-6 has got to get a 6-6. But the one thing that would make this very fun, personally, I think, is if everyone, it makes it so whenever anybody does it, they also get to do it. And then it's just this wild, chaotic, like yeah, you know, kind of no, like game where everyone just gets whatever. You
no,
get a two.
I mean,
think
you
that'd
just
be
combo
so
off anyways, right? The others can get their whatever, and you get your combo pieces that all fit together.
This just reads to me as a combo piece. It's just like you would do whatever, and then you combo off. You know, you just select the right creatures that combo well with each other that happen to have the right criteria, and then I don't know.
You think
if they have
good
to have the exact same power and toughness,
I just think
though,
it's kind of boring.
Like that is not specific enough?
Yeah,
because it can't be like you get a 2-1, you play a 2-1, and you get a 0-1, right? You have to play literal 2-1.
Wait, is that Kiki Jiki 2-1?
I guess
no, Kiki Jiki is a 2-2.
It's still a combo even with that restriction, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I haven't looked at it.
You might be right that like if the card was actually good, what would probably happen is people would eventually just, like, figure out the optimal lines and know, like, if I play this creature, I get this creature, and then it would become kind of boring. So, like, from a competitive perspective, I think it depends on how spikily you and sweatily you play it. Like, if you just build a casual deck around it, it's probably fine. But if you went into it with the goal being, like, I'm going to try to CDH it or bracket for it, it might be kind of boring, actually. You might be right that it would be boring in that context.
But isn't that exactly why it's fun? Because it scales to whatever you want, right? Like,
I mean,
because I can easily load this up with a bunch of 1/1s that have no combos, right? Like, when I build an artifact deck, I think we all know how miserable those are. But the one thing is, like, I can go in and build, like, the fun part of building an artifact deck is finding a way to not make it broken. Because it just kind of naturally goes off with everything, right? So this would be kind of like that. I could build this in a way where I go get only 1/2s or only 0/3s. You know what I mean?
That's true. But I don't know. The other thing that you have to consider is that there's going to be a lot of, this is literally just tutoring every single
true
time you
that's
cast something.
That's the
right
only thing. Yeah.
There's
going to
be a lot of shuffling. And it's like I played Light Balls, for example, very, very powerful commander. That's not the problem why I didn't like it, though. It was just like, all right, it casts this aura. Let me go into my thing. You have to look at specific cards, too. It's not like you can just, like, grab whatever. So you're, like, looking specifically. Like, this is going to take a long time. Just so you know, it's going to take a long time to resolve everything. You'll probably get sick of it after, like, the second time you tutor.
That actually might be the best argument against it, is it might actually just take too long at the table, I guess, especially if it's someone who just put the deck together and hadn't played it a ton of times. I imagine once you play it a bunch of times, you kind of get a sense of like what you're looking for. But if you just put it together, it's probably gonna be kind of tedious to play. I still think it's just like a fun effect, or maybe I just have fond memories of building a deck around it a long time ago and it was cool. But I still think it could be a fun effect. But yeah, maybe it would not play out as well as I was hoping. Anyway,
maybe they'll just announce the opposition agent commander, which I think would also be cool.
Well, Krim,
pair with this one.
It's your turn, so if you want to pick opposition agent.
No. I mean, I would just because.
I know,
but
you would.
I think there is something that I think would also be really fun, and it's actually a new card. Like Edge of Eternity is new. And I think Mutinous Massacre, that card is such, we kind of have half of that, right? But so for those that don't know what Mutinous Massacre is, it's 3 black, black, red, red, right? Choose odd or even, destroy each creature with mana value of the chosen quality, then gain control of all creatures until end of turn. Untap them, they gain haste until end of turn. Now, we have Rakdos, right? Rakdos, the showstopper, comes in, kind of makes you flip coins. I always think that one's really fun to play. I just carry a sack of coins with me, right? But This one, now when this, like, whatever this commander is, whatever this creature commander is coming into play, would this not be sweet? Because then you get to choose even or odd. It is potentially brutal because it could, like, lock down the board. Or at least make it so boards can't really ever build up. But it would be an expensive commander, right? It'd be one to one. It'd be like 7 mana. And you'd get to do this thing where you either get to steal half the stuff or blow up half the stuff.
I cannot imagine a card that would make you the archenemy faster than this. Like, if you reveal this as your commander, and you're like, hey, guys, I'm playing Insurrection slash Wrath as my commander.
Slash Wrath,
We gotta kill you, all right? We just have to kill you before you get to 7 mana. I think Insurrection in the command zone sounds miserable, actually.
But it's like bad Insurrection, right?
That's true. Like, that is true.
I'm on board with this one, actually.
Really?
I'm with Krim, because... So, okay, caveat. I would... 100% take this over Deadpool, which is a card they actually printed.
Oh my
right?
God,
Deadpool,
yeah.
10 times worse than this, way cheaper, locks down the board. You can't play creatures that matter because Deadpool's just going to swap them. And then the worst part of it is that this one is a sorcery in Rakdos. That is hard to repeatedly loop over and over again. And it's 7 mana. This is a lot. They're probably going to do it like once or twice, and that's it. Deadpool... You just blink that crap, you copy it, you reanimate it, you do it a bajillion times. You literally just can't play creatures anymore for the rest of the game until you just kill the Deadpool person. And it's going to be very difficult because you can't do all your creatures anymore because they're all going to be Deadpools. This one, 10 times better. They printed Deadpool, okay? That one already exists. This would be fine. This would be so much better than Deadpool. I'll take this over Deadpool any day.
This would actually leave you with your creatures intact, potentially.
Some of them.
It's kind of interesting
to play
around.
They'll do it like twice.
But think about that, right? Like you're okay. As someone who has a Deadpool deck, right? I do think that one of the funniest things and the most like interesting things to see in our games is that watching people navigate how to play the board. Right, I think that is really fun. I like, you know, they team up, they all beat the hell out of me.
You have to play around Deadpool.
Like, yeah, you got to play around the Deadpool because then everyone becomes Deadpool, right? So, it's funny watching the table play around that. But this one, the table would also play around this. But however, they would get some of their stuff back potentially. And the problem is you could lose out of nowhere, but depending on you know what creatures your opponents have on the board. But I think this one would be really fun. And
it's not just focused on this person, right? Like, that's it.
I feel like I'm misunderstanding this. Is this card not just, like, if this was your commander, is it either not you just refuse to play creatures the whole game because you know this is going to happen on turn 7, so you're just like, I will not ever play a creature, or you get insurrectioned... Or you get your board blowed up. And probably what happens is the insurrection mode is not enough to kill everyone. So it's just going to murder one person and then wrath the rest of the board. So that person has to sit there because there wasn't enough damage to kill the whole table as the rest of the game continues with part of the creatures left. I don't know. It is hard for me to see a scenario.
Hilarious.
I think, oh, this would be really fun. Like, people are going to have a good time with this being a commander at the table.
It's hilarious.
It's not fun and it's an arch enemy, but I take this over Deadpool.
Deadpool also sucks. Yeah. I might get behind that. Deadpool also can be miserable. But yeah, I don't think I would enjoy playing against it. It is kind of funny. I don't know. If we made it a commander, I feel like if you did it to me once, Grim, it would be fine. Just don't bring it back after that. all right, let's go to the next one. We have Tomer. What do you got for us?
Okay, I have a cheat.
Ooh.
I have one card that I would another one that made me want to build the deck around it. But the caveat is that it's a colorless card, and I would want to add at least like one color to it. Just one. It's Convergence of Dominion. It's a 3-mana colorless artifact that says Dynastic Command Node. As long as you control your commander, activated abilities of cards in your graveyard cards cost 2 less a cast to activate. This effect can't reduce the mana in that ability's activation cost less than 1 mana. So that's the protection against infinite combo nonsense. And then it has Translocation Protocols. 3 mana, tap it, mill 3 cards. Now I love this card. I built a Mirko deck basically around that because I wanted to have like a bunch of stuff with like Unearth and whatnot, activated abilities, And this is a really cool way of ramping those stuff out. And I thought that was really cute. But I think this card really needs black. It really needs black, or else colorless is probably not that much going on with it. And then if you're in black, you can finally pop off of Carrion Net, which is the most underrated card ever. It's a 2-mana 1/1 on the battlefield, but in the graveyard, 4-mana 2 in double black, you can exile basically all your opponent's creatures at instant speed. Insane. And it will only be 2-mana with the Converge of Dominion out, which is just like, you'd finally break Carrion Net. It'd be insane.
So you want Carrion Net as your commander, is what I'm hearing.
It would be a secret commander. But this is just fun, right? Like, there's like a bunch of stuff that have activated abilities that you could just like start doing for a lot cheaper, right? That's a cute thing about it.
It definitely would be so cool. Yeah, colorless would definitely kill it. I'm trying to think what else works with it. So stuff that casts from your graveyard wouldn't count, right? It's only activated abilities of things in your graveyard. Interesting. Yeah, I think it would be super cool. Definitely needs at least one color and maybe like two colors to really be viable. So, but
it's like in the Murko deck, Scavenge, it works with Renew.
Oh, we got the new Renew mechanic. Yeah.
Encore. Unearth.
Okay.
Then there's like a bunch of like miscellaneous things. There's like
carrying that
daring
one off
Feed darts. Bonder. You exile it and you put like an indestructible counter on something.
Ooh.
So there's like a bunch of stuff.
The soul
like,
cycle.
Yeah.
Soul of New Phyrexia.
Soul
of the Harvest.
Yep. The Falcon Airship Restored is in there. You can pay 4-mana and return it from the battlefield tapped. Now it's only, or 5-mana, now it's only 3.
Still pretty fair. That
stuff.
I feel like Dimir is what I'd want it to be. I feel like if this was a Dimir legend, it would be really sweet.
Or Abzan, I guess.
Abzan would be cool too. Abzan's got the graveyard. You got to have black in there for sure. And then I think at least one other color.
And Carrion Net.
I actually forgot this was even a card I ever played with it. And Carrion Net.
Yes, and Carrion Net. 100%.
Phil, why don't you hit us up?
All right, we recently got the other part of this thing where we said, "Oh, this might finally be the commander for this." And Seth said we kind of have something like this, but I didn't stumble upon it, and I kind of want this one. A Stuffy Doll commander, and my favorite would be Bresh Taunter, which is already the right color. It is 5-mana. And it's probably the best Stuffy Doll. Indestructible 1/1. When it's dealt damage, it deals that much damage to target opponent, and for 3-mana, it fights another target creature. So, wait, before we do this, Seth, there were other cards, something similar to a Stuffy Doll.
Glittering Spike or whatever.
And no, it's a Red Doctor Who legend, and I'm trying to find what it was.
Donna Noble.
Thank you.
Donna Noble. Oh. 4-mana, red, soul bond. Whenever Donna or a creature it's paired with is dealt damage, Donna deals that much damage to target opponent. Your wish is granted.
So it's pretty similar-ish. Not indestructible, no fighting, but like in the same range.
Okay, let's power it up though. Bresh Taunter, indestructible, and the fighting is super cool. Is this too strong? I always feel like some decks can beat the Bresh Taunter. And then since you can fight at instant speeds, like Voltron decks can just get randomly killed with this in the big turn, whether if they play Tifa.
Voltron decks are trying to randomly kill you. So
true.
I think that's fair.
I'm not complaining. It's just maybe Bresh Taunter itself is already the upper limit. But we saw this ship that can dome stuff for 100 damage, and we said, oh, this would be cool as a commander, but it's
fun.
Yeah, it's colorless though, and then you can play Bresh Taunter, and you already don't have too many options with Stuffy Dolls. Also, Stuffy Dolls, when it enters, you choose an opponent, right? So you have to copy it or flicker it. This one is just actually good, and I think it's a pretty cool playstyle. Like, obviously, Blasphemous Act is cool, but I think you can go deep with the fighting mode as well. And then damage doubler. Ah, yeah. We kind of need a Stuffy Doll command. And I think we're close. We already got the Doctor Who ones.
We're getting there. I love Stuffy Doll decks. I think it would be fine. Like, I could see how some decks might struggle with it being indestructible or whatever if you're just, like, the wrong deck and you get wrecked by it. But I think that's okay. I don't think it would come up, like, that often. And I think it'd be really fun to build around. I like building stuffy Daldak. So I think the cool synergies of Blasphemous Axe and Volcano Helions and how do I deal the most damage to my own thing. And people like stuff like that. It's just like a weird idea, right? Of like hitting your own creatures for a bunch of damage to try to win the game. It's just like super unique. I think it'd be fine. But what do you guys think, Crim and Tomer? Like, do you think this would be OP in any way?
Brash Taunter in specific? Yes. I think being able to instant speed fight is going to be very, very scary. It almost would be for the exact same reasons why you don't like Deadpool, right? Because I feel like you would just be able to lock down the board pretty easily. I mean, I think it's fun. I think it'd be fun to play against. But if you don't like Deadpool and you think that Deadpool is like the worst of the worst, this is going to lock it down in the same ways, right?
I prefer this over Deadpool's, by the way.
Deadpool, me too. Because at least I die.
I don't know, for the most part, Donna Noble.
Yeah. Donna Noble like literally exists. And you guys are like, whoa, I wish I had a stuffy doll. And she's like, it literally is a stuff. It is a stuffy. Literally.
Like you get it works so
doll.
Much for it. Like,
yeah,
no. Maybe Donna Noble is actually the right power level,
but
it
also
for
gives
it.
You access to multiple colors too. That you're is not true, just in, yeah. You're not just locked into mono red. You do also get it's a doctor's companion, so you got to choose a doctor to pair with Donna Noble. So you get a lot. You got more stuff. It's not just all downsides.
But but Donna is not indestructible. Right.
No, so, you'd have to probably pair it with like a white doctor. So you have access to indestructible. But there's also like artifacts that do it. Even in black, you could also have indestructibility in black. In green, too, actually. I think most colors.
I think most colors. But like
when
not
I
blue.
Think of, when I think of like at least like Brash Taunter specifically, that thing is indestructible on its own. Right.
Yeah.
With the fight. That's what. Yeah. That's why I think that.
That's why it's a little bit too much.
Is a bit much. If it were Donna Noble, that's fine because. She's not an all-in-one engine.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's 2020 magic, baby.
Have any of you even seen Donna Noble in play? Like, I don't think I didn't know this card existed honestly. Until I was researching this podcast and looked it up and I found it.
There's one, there's like Torbrand. There's a Kaldheim god that kind of fulfills a similar role where it's like, it's the Thor in universe Thor
damage.
That's like, yeah, whenever you take whenever any creature takes excess damage, you can like redirect that excess damage to another target.
Okay.
And so if you blast that with it on the battlefield and there's a bunch of creatures, it's just GG for your opponents. So I've seen that a few times.
Interesting. I might have to build around.
Not indestructible. So again, it's more able to be dealt with. But that one's fairly popular. So I'm blanking on the name now.
Yeah, not being indestructible might be for the best, actually, because that gets around the biggest downside or one of the biggest downsides we were talking about of just like some decks just being stone dead to it, which probably isn't that fun.
Yeah.
So maybe that would be a better, you know, Screaming Nemesis. That's what we need. No indestructible, but you can't gain life ever.
I love
it. Okay. How about that?
I wanted to mention an honorable mention, Screaming Nemesis, because I think that'd be wild to just give out like emblems all day long.
Can it at least be like, I don't know, like you can't just randomly target anybody at the table. You have to actually like deal damage to that player or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm more okay with it if it's not just like one person just exists and you could just like always hit them with it easily.
That's the same problem as Bowmaster, right? Like Bowmaster would be kind
of
okay.
I don't like Bowmaster either.
The person who drew the card, but you can punish anyone with it, which is a little bit awkward. But
and then you just team up with the card draw. It's not actually draw punish. It's just you just team up with them. I'm like, hey, I'll blow up everybody else's board if you draw cards for me.
You draw some cards and I'll wrath their board. Yeah,
I don't like that.
I mean, I'm okay with it because I'm usually the one drawing cards. But yes, it is not the best play pattern. All right. I got my final pick, and I think this one's a good one. My last card, Spy Kit. So Spy Kit, it's a 2-mana equipment, and it says equip creature, gets +1/+1, and has all names of non-legendary creature cards in addition to its name. So I'm not sure exactly how to format this as a legendary creature. Would it just be a legendary creature that has all names of all non-legendary creatures? Does it somehow grant a soul bond and grant the ability to something else? I'm not sure how you move that ability around exactly.
I don't know. So it would keep it in legend rule with every other legend in this case. So maybe the legend rule doesn't apply to this creature.
You might need to get around the legend rule. But
just make it an equipment.
Ooh, I guess it could just be an equipment that was legal as your commander. I guess that's also true. Yeah. But this,
I mean, there was vehicles and stuff. So
that is, fine. I guess that's true. There is, I mean, we have Aetherspark now, right? It's a equipment legend commander thing. I feel like this card just has really cool tricks to it. It's just such a unique text box because we've just never, this is the only card in Magic that gives something all the names. And he just, one of the things I love most in commanders is commanders that turn on cards you would never play in any other deck. And this is, would be one of the best commanders for that. There's cards that you've probably never heard of that just become hilariously good once you get Spy Kit. Like Verdant Succession, this 5-mana green enchantment that says, whenever a green non-token creature is put in a graveyard from play, its controller may search their library for a card with the same name as that creature and put it into play. If they do, they shuffle. So essentially, since your creature's all names, whenever a non-legend dies, you're going to be able to do that. And there are just so many like wonky, weird little tricks. There's tricks where you donate it to your opponent and try to get rid of all their stuff by getting rid of everything with the same name. There's just so many cool shenanigans. So I would love to see Spy Kit as a commander. I know, Tomer, we were talking earlier. I think you built a Spy Kit deck at one point, right? What do you think of Spy Kit as an actual commander?
I did a short on it, so I opened it up because it's 4 years ago. Jeez. So just cool things you can do with it. Quartered Market. Players can't play spells or non-basic lands with the same name as the card in play. So if you just have it, then they can't cast spells. And if you turn into a land with like a Shire or something, then they just can't play non-basic lands to you. You said Verdant Succession. Retraced Image, Commander All-Star.
Oh, yeah.
Reveal a card in your hand, then put that card into play if it has the same name as a permanent play. If you have like a Portal to Phyrexia on the battlefield. Wait, no. It has to be a
creature. It does have to be a non-legendary creature.
So I don't know. Blightsteel or something. Blightsteel. You can cheat in a Blightsteel for 1 mana. Evil Twin becomes a copy of anything, and then you just kill. You kill it, you put the Spy Kit on it, and you can now get tap to kill anything on the battlefield. And then the deck that I tried to get you guys with on Commander Clash is, it's on the bucket list. You have Arden, and Arden can actually equip Spy Kits on any creature, including your opponent. So yeah, and then you eradicate, you exile target non-black creature searches control graveyard, hand, and library for all cards the same name as that creature and remove them from the game. That player shuffles their library, so you just remove all creatures. And if you could turn that into a land, then you could also take out all their lands too. So
this works with the end as well, right?
Yeah,
this should be the end that does the same thing. You just remove all creatures from there. Board and library.
The only thing I would say that kind of sucks is the fact that it excludes legends is actually super annoying these
days. That gets
harder. Because like so many creatures are legendary now that when I built the deck, I was like, oh, it's going to be so sweet. I'm going to exile all their creatures. And then when you start looking through someone's deck, you're like, oh, like half their creatures are legends. So I guess I wonder if you could format that in a way to get around it. Just like all creature card names, but like the legend rule doesn't apply to it or something. I think that might make it even more fun to like work with modern design where so many things are legendary.
It's got to work how you want it to work. They got to find a way. It's the card looks like Silver Border anyways, like it does. As it is right now. It's shocking that it's even a thing.
Yeah, you could just print the same thing and just ignore the not legendary thing, right? Was there anything that then legend rule apply.
That's the problem, is a legend rule applying to it. So I think that's why it's worded that way. But you'd have to like give it any name but make the legend rule not apply to it or something.
Yeah, you just say the legend rule doesn't apply, and then you just have the rest of the text and you just say instead of non-legendary, you just
say creature net card names or whatever. Yeah.
I know it's irrelevant because the card doesn't exist, but wait, if the legend rule doesn't apply to this creature, that is it also not applied to the other legend that is affected by the legend rule? Or would you just have to sacrifice this one?
What?
I guess
if you have two
legends
of the same name and then it doesn't give you the option.
Oh, your other creatures. No, but it's because the equipped creature is non-legendary. It wouldn't affect the other legendary creatures.
Yeah,
right?
That's probably the easiest way is just like
if you clone.
I guess.
You have a clone effect that says like the creature is a copy of this creature except it's not legendary. Like,
yeah, true. So
double
you
or whatever.
Make it
get around it. You don't even got to get around the legend rule. Just make it non-legendary and then that would solve it, I think. That's probably the formatting that would work. But yeah, that would be awkward if you're just legend ruling yourself. But I'm sure they could figure out wizards are pretty smart about designing magic cards. I'm sure they could figure out a way to make it work. And I think it would be a really popular commander just because it's so unique. Anyway, those are our cards that we wish we could have as commanders. You've heard our list. Let us know what you think. Are there any cards that you would really love to see printed as a legendary creature so you can build around it?
I want to say one thing.
Okay,
sorry.
Bill, what do you got?
That's one funny thing on Crim's list. There was cryptic command on here. What is this? What do you want, Crim? Just a Venza that cryptic commands? So you
silence. Yeah, dude. God. Why not? That would be so sick.
Oh, my God.
You think, like, I don't know,
that's better than know how that would work. Better than just, I had Jeskai Ascendancy on my list, and it's like, I do not print that.
No,
because
no.
I will play it, and then nobody will have fun. I won't even have fun after 5 minutes into my Ascendancy turn.
I thought the core thing as well, but no.
Imagine, because I also wanted to put Jace on there. Imagine if Jace were playing like a creature or a commander you could have. I would just like fate seal you if you're like stuck on lands. I would just move all your lands to the bottom.
I think Jace would actually be fine. Jace would be fine, right? With three opponents.
As
a planeswalker. As long as it was actually a planeswalker. Oh, if it was, not a planeswalker. Oh, God, that would be brutal. Anyway, that's our list. Cryptic Command and all. Let us know what cards you'd like to have as your commander in the comments. Thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. And we'll be back next week to talk more Commander. So until then, have an amazing week, everyone. And this is a crew signing out.